Lashana Tova. Absolutely. Today is the first day of the year. Amen. It's a little thing I think we overlook, but I think it's very important because God said today is the first day of the year. It is the first new moon after the spring equinox. It comes every year the same time. So, and God said this will be the first day of the year. And so I'm wishing you a happy New Year's. Of course, in Israel, we have quite a few, but this is the one the Lord picked out. And this week's parasha, I think my colleague was getting even with me by picking this one for me, but it's definitely not one of my favorite to explain. The parasha, Vayikra, he called, begins the book of Leviticus. Now, I like the book of Leviticus. The first part I'm not too thrilled with because it took a while for me to understand it properly. Being raised in the West. But first we need to go back to the previous book of Shemot, Names or Exodus. Exodus, the book of exile and redemption, concluded with the glory of Adonai, the heavenly presence filling the temple, the tabernacle. And this part, this parasha today, instructs us about karbanos, sacrifices. And something else very important, the spiritual maintenance of the tabernacle. In other words, that which was required to keep the Shekinah in the tabernacle. In other words, the daily service and proper atonement for the eventuality of sin. For most people like myself, being brought up in the Western world, the offerings are an issue that is almost impossible to relate to. For many, they bring back memories of late-night horror movies. Sorry about that, but that's kind of the way it looked. So what I will try to do is give you an understanding of the sacrifices. For years, I struggled with the offerings until I went through my schooling and they all made sense, complete sense. First, let's look at the tabernacle. It was the holiest place on earth, the flashpoint of the heavens and the earth come together. Awesome. The spiritual and the physical. They weren't commanded to keep wearing tefillin or whatever. They were commanded to sacrifice. So we're going to try to understand the sacrifices. We as human beings have two separate parts, the physical and the spiritual. During the duration of our earthly existence, these two bedfellows are joined together. Once a person's lifetime ends, each goes back to where he came from. And I'm not going to go into that subject because it's very long. It is taught that our actions are comprised of three elements: thought, speech, and action. Adonai commanded them to bring a sacrifice and place their hands on the sacrifice. Action. Then verbally confess. Speech. And then to burn the different parts of the animal on the altar. With our thoughts, we see the smoke going up. Adonai also sees our thoughts. I'm hoping the light bulb's going on. They're not hidden from him. The person bringing the offering should realize that in reality, it is he who should be on that altar. He has sinned against his Creator with his body and soul. Simply offering an animal as a sacrifice is missing the whole point. There should be an incredible state of repentance that a person feels while witnessing this sacrifice and picturing himself there on the altar. It should bring him to a totally different state of person of spirituality. If you can picture yourself replacing that animal where you should be, you should know you messed up big time. In the temple, tabernacle, in the presence of the Shekinah, a person should have the ability to recognize that his lack of focus and his physical pull, mental and physical, was the cause of the sin. The sinner enters the Mishkan. Let's put ourselves back 3,500 years. And you're entering the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the whole tabernacle area. It had a fence around it. You couldn't see over it. And you entered that. There, you're caught up by the holiness. The Shekinah of God is in the tabernacle now. The Levites are all around. They're singing beautiful songs and praying uplifting music. And you offer the sacrifice, ridding yourself of the sin that you have. And you resolve that the direction of my life will be pointed where? Upward. Well, guess what? It's not unlike today. We come on Shabbat, we hear the beautiful music, But the sacrifice has already been made. Praise the Lord. Yeshua already did that for us. And we, like the one long ago bringing the offering, must realize it should have been me. It should have been me. Therefore, let us resolve to have the direction of our life point upward and be a pleasing aroma to Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.